King Hazel.
Talk to me.
What's going on, bro? How you doing?
What's going on, man? Nice to meet you, man. Thank you for having me.
Man, you already know it, man. Pleasure having you here, bro, for sure. Man, you living or you surviving?
I'm living.
Explain.
I feel like I'm doing everything I want to do. Like, everything's come my way. Come on. Shoot, God forbid, knock on wood, I go right now before my time. I'm doing everything I want to do. Like, I'm living.
Real. Respect that, bro. Respect that.
Welcome to the Integrity Response with your brother CEO Khaki. Every individual sitting across from me doesn't believe in being typical, ordinary, or familiar. They're elite. Many society's norms don't sit well with them. They believe in raising the bar for themselves, family, and for those they may never meet. From those in humble beginnings to those in the midst of greatness and legends who've paved the way. With a comedic edge, I will ask the questions that hold value. And I believe we'll gain insight to the real them. It's the Integrity Response.
Before rap, at age 9, what did you want to be?
Age 9, that would be like 2005. Shoot, I was at Harper Elementary. And crazy thing, in fifth grade, I said in my class, I wanted to be a rapper. Teacher asked me, she said, what you want to do when you grow up? And what, like I said, I wanted to be a rapper.
Man, come on, man. That's what's up. So you always knew that's what you wanted to do.
The crazy thing, I just said it. Like, it wasn't a plan. I just said it. Something that just came to my head.
Gotcha.
And it's crazy. I manifested that.
That's real, bro.
This wasn't a plan. Like, it wasn't a dream. It just happened.
Gotcha. Was it something that you know, someone in the household, on TV, where do you get that inspiration from to want to do that at that age?
Like I said, it really all started off from me being in a group.
Gotcha. But, okay.
But before that, I started off in a church choir. So that would be like 06.
That's what's up.
Church I went to was Riverdale First Baptist.
Okay.
And I was singing in the church choir, singing bass.
Okay. All right. That's what's up, bro.
So it started off there. And then 2009, started off in a group, Chop Gang Nation, putting on for Riverdale, putting on for the South
Come
Side.
On, you know it. You know
my day ones, C-Dog, my day one, Doo-Wop.
Doo-Wop.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We all started a group, and it went from there. We put out our first, like, debut, like, mixtape. It was called Welcome to Riverdale.
Come on, bro. That's all.
On live mixtapes.
I'm learning. I did not know that. That's dope, bro. That's dope.
Like, even, like, before, like, around the Flocka era, like,
right.
Flocka screamed on Riverdale, on the Adlils and everything, but, like, we was the first ones in Riverdale to put Riverdale on the title.
Wow. So. Did not know that. Bro, that's crazy. That's what's up. Dev, let's take it back. So all Riverdale, right. Clayton County, Upper Riverdale, what does all that mean to you?
That's home, man.
Come on, bro.
Flintwood.
Bro, you ain't playing. Come
on, Flintwood, bro. Man.
Wow,
I'm the young from Flintwood. Stamped it.
Come on, bro. That's home.
Yeah, man. Stomping grounds.
Come on, bro. And growing up, man, like, let me ask you, any siblings?
Yeah, I got an older brother.
Okay.
And I got a sister. She's 24.
Gotcha. So you are in the middle, or...
Through the marriage, gotcha. I'm the firstborn.
Gotcha.
Before the marriage, my dad had my older brother. So if you put all of us together, I'm the middle child.
Gotcha, for sure. That's how it is. That's where I fall, right up in
there.
You know what I'm
saying?
That's what's up, definitely, bro. So your brother, was he any inspiration to you as far as rapping, or that's something he didn't even take on?
Honestly, I really didn't have a relationship with my brother like that.
Gotcha.
It's like, I don't know if it's like the age difference or anything, but I can actually count on my hands how many times I really talked to my brother. Like,
okay, gotcha.
Honestly, like, or not, and not talk, like, actually, like, being face to face with him. But I feel like it's really just a age gap. But
gotcha. No, that happens. That's real. That happens for sure. And you have Guyana roots.
Yes, Guyana roots.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. Definitely. And we spoke off camera regarding, you know, your family stems from New York.
Correct.
What borough?
Queens.
Gotcha. Queens to get the money. Come on.
For sure.
Come on, you already
Far know. Rockaway to be exact.
That's real. That's what's up. Definitely, man.
For sure.
So, and the crazy part, we're going to get in all that. You know, lyricism came from up north. I hear that in your music. We're going to get it. We're going to deep dive into all that, too.
Okay,
so now
for sure.
Now we're seeing where your type stem from, you know, Guyanese, and that's the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha, for sure.
South America.
Gotcha, for sure, man. And do you have... any plans to visit back, or have you?
Oh, I always go back home.
Come on, like, man, that's what's up. Definitely.
Okay,
that's
like, I know my roots. I know where
that's
I'm from.
Dope,
so, my dad worked like 20 plus years at Delta. So,
gotcha. My mom did too. That's dope.
Oh, for
that's dope. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Retired. That's dope.
So yeah, I've been spoiled, right, man. I've been seeing the world since an infant. Like, come on. Since I was old enough to hop on a plane. Like,
that's real.
My mom and dad, they flew me to Guyana. You know, see my roots, right, see my grandparents, right. See my aunties, uncles, cousins, everybody.
That's dope, bro.
Last time I went out there, it was probably like 2017, 2018 after my grandfather passed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Is that something you would tap back into the actual music roots going back there? If you go back and tap in with the local artists, is that something you plan on doing as well?
Most definitely. Like, gotcha. That's going to be dope. Stay versatile, you know. This not just being just a rap genre, hip hop, exactly. Pop. No, I want to tap in with Caribbean artists and everything.
Yeah. Musician.
Mm-hmm.
Brings me back to the bass. All right, now you say bass in the choir. Okay, now. Is that something to explore? Because I know you do, you know, you had a melodic tone too.
Right.
Is that something we can, from the fans, is that something we can experience or something you'll do? You know, like as far as, you know, and as far as the Drake route singing, things like that, or?
I wouldn't even say sing. It's like more of like melodies. Like you know, bass is not really not no soprano, you know, right. Not no high alto, pitch. It's like, right. Even when I was young, I had like a deep voice.
Right,
so,
that's real.
So gotcha. I'm in the back, but it's crazy. Like when I was in the church, it was pretty much like an all white church at the time.
Gotcha.
It was a few African Americans in church. You know, River was like a
bro. That's right. People
back in the day, was Caucasian.
Back in the day, people migrated to Clayton County.
Right.
You know, and then it just started going further south to Henry County. You know,
right.
Like, but yeah, you're right. That's right. Mm-hmm. You're right for sure. Did you play any sports or anything or?
Oh yeah, I play football.
Gotcha, for sure. What position?
When I in high school, right. I was slot receiver. Okay. I didn't start though.
Gotcha.
I play recreation too.
Okay.
And I got more shine in recreation than anything.
Gotcha.
I play for a church. We were called the Christian Outreach Cowboys.
Okay.
But we was in the rec league too.
Gotcha.
So
exactly.
We was a new team, so we
That's
got
dope.
Into the rec league
That's
too.
Dope. That's
but
what's
there
up.
I was a star. I played kick return, punt return. I play corner.
Gotcha.
And tight end too.
Oh, you weren't playing. You was out there.
Yeah. I was the fastest one on the team.
That's what's up. Definitely.
Yeah.
This for your fans, fan question.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite sitcom growing up?
Ooh, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Come on, bros. That makes sense. That makes sense, though. That's real.
Yes, sir.
That's real, bro. For real. You stay fly. That makes sense.
Appreciate it, bro.
For sure, bro.
Yeah,
looking back in high school, man, what was your dream car?
Oh.
When you looking at it today, mm-hmm. Is that still your dream car? What was your dream car?
My dream car was a Corvette, and I had dream car was since middle school, really. Like,
wow.
I had a folder, like, you know, to put your little paper in and everything for school.
Right.
Back at Walmart, like, they had a folder that had a Corvette on it. And ever since I had that folder, wow. I fell in love with Corvette.
This is what I want. This is what I'm, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's real for sure.
And it's crazy. Like, every time I think of a Corvette, I see one.
You go back. Oh, okay, got you. See one. Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, yeah, that's, I'm going to have it.
That's real. Sure. What color would you get?
I would actually get like a all white one.
Classic.
And then and candy paint it. Like, once I own it, like, candy paint it. Purple, like
classic.
Yeah.
Classic. That's mm-hmm. dope. That's what's up for sure. What was
royalty?
You all right, bro? Come on,
purple royalty.
Bro, come on. Integrity response. We know.
Yes, sir.
Come on, you know it.
Yes, sir.
They know it. They better know. They better check. They better check in. Like, bro, what was your first job, man?
First job was Food Depot on Highway 85.
Gotcha. That's great. That's what's up. My brother worked at Food Depot on Lake Harbin Road. That's
okay.
What's up. Yeah, people don't know about the Food Depot.
But what? Getting 725.
Come on, bro.
Man, that was 2013.
Wow.
Yeah,
come on.
I was probably like 18, 17.
Gotcha.
So I was working night shift doing stocking.
Right.
So from 10 o'clock at night to 7 in the morning, and I'll go straight to school.
Just wow, bro.
Yeah. Cause I didn't want to keep asking mom, can you get me some shoes? Like,
so
I wanted to get my own money.
You knew then, bro, that's real.
Yeah,
like, even if I got it, bro, 16 hours a day, come home and wow, bro.
Yeah, I wanted my own money.
Real.
Yeah,
respect
in school.
That.
Like,
respect that.
I was thinking about school, but I still wanted my own money.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, did you go on college or trade school, anything? What was the plan? What did you do afterwards? Or did you even, you knew, like, artistry, this is what I want to do. I don't even want to.
No, I had the mindset of, like, since ninth grade, the minute I touched the mic, this is what I want to do. Like,
real.
Yeah.
Real.
I took a sit since the first time I wrote on paper. Like,
just
this
like
what I want to do.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So it's from the jump.
So you, let me ask you this. When was your first, and I'm jumping ahead, but when was your, can you remember your first experience in the recording booth, in the studio?
Most definitely.
What was that feeling like?
Cause I didn't, it's crazy. I recorded my first song and, Terra Disc come out. They had a studio
classic
in there.
Yes, bro. Classic.
Like, and people don't know, like, Waka Flocka used to record there too.
Upper Riverdale.
Most definitely.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bro, come on. You already know it. You know it.
So,
you
yeah.
Said, Waka used to record there as well.
This is the crazy thing. So, when I walked into the studio, it was me, my homeboy Quan, and my homeboy Nico. We walked into the studio, and then I remember the engineer, I think it was Vibe Beats at the time. He was the engineer.
Wait a minute.
I think so.
Not Classic Vibe.
Yeah,
Vibe.
For
stop playing, bro.
For real.
That's a gem.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And when I got into the studio, he was just like, all right, man. Like, he like, this your first song? I'm like, yeah. So he was like, you got to bring some energy because someone that used to record here, like, he got a lot of energy. So I'm like, who? And I just see you. And he pointed at the wall. You know, it had, you know, everybody's
right,
names on
right,
the wall.
Right, right.
And it had red ink and it said Waka Flocka. I'm like,
wow,
oh,
bro.
Shit.
Wow.
So yeah, we went in there and he just coached us through the recording process.
Real, that's real.
I was on the hook and my boys had the verse.
So you knew then?
Yeah.
The rest is history. That's real. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on now. That's real, bro.
Yeah, I still remember that's the name of the song too.
Yeah, gotcha. That's real. Yeah, what was that?
The song was called We Getting Money. To this day, it was on the dang, we had it on a CD. And then I remember how everything we recorded it and then we put on we burnt a whole bunch of CDs. Got the CDs from Family Dollar on tape, right there on tape. I got Boy Colors and Girl Colors.
Gotcha.
And, no, colorful black CDs. Burnt a whole bunch of CDs. Passed out everybody at Drew.
Real.
And I wasn't charged with high school, so I passed out everybody at Drew.
Gotcha.
And then everybody, we had at Drew, like, we had these little wristbands and then had like a USB on the wristband.
Gotcha.
And everybody like burnt it and synced it to their wristband or sent it to the MP3s and stuff. And then like when school got out, everybody just ran to us at the bus and they're like, bro, y'all hard.
Bro, that's crazy.
I'm like, damn, first song?
Just
so
like that.
That gave me motivation to keep going right there.
Man, that's real.
Like,
that's
the first reaction,
that's
something like that.
That's dope. That's all it takes. Your peers believing in you and seeing something, bro. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's so you know then.
Yeah.
If you could go back and give your 18-year-old self any type of advice, what would it be?
Oh, man. Stay focused. It's going to be a lot of distractions coming your way. Shoot, don't fall into the negativity, but it's a lot of things coming your way.
Real.
You just don't know it.
Real. Respect that. So what do you think the game is missing currently?
It's right now, it's like, it's missing more fun in the music. Like, it's a lot of drill rap going on. You know
gotcha.
What I'm saying? Like, and you know, nowadays the music industry, they're promoting a lot of negativity.
That's
so it's not a lot of fun music. You're hearing a lot of shooting and killing. Like, goddamn, everybody whacking it. Come on, bro.
That's all we are.
Yeah,
that's all we are.
So yeah, I try to bring more fun to the game. Like,
real.
You could put your pain in your music too. But come on, bro. Everybody kills it. And ain't nobody get caught. And y'all just talk. We just talking about it on the song.
Do you feel like we as a people are oppressed? Meaning we just down on our luck. We just feel like this is all we can be. This is all we are.
I feel like some people trap themselves in the box sometimes and don't see the bigger picture. Like,
real.
It's like more than your surrounding and like it's more to life than what you're doing.
That's real, bro.
Life is bigger than us.
Wow. Yeah. That's real. Let me ask you this. Would you independently correct right now?
I'm independent, but I got a distribution deal with Universal / Ingrooves.
Yes, and sir. Come on.
And they also partner with Virgin Music Group as well.
Dope,
so
dope.
I still got full artistic creativity and everything like that. So I still come out of pocket and everything. I took more of a marketing deal. You know, I didn't take no money out of the situation.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you sign with a major or are you? Now that you got leverage,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it would be a different deal, but you would sign with one or?
It depends. I really will read that contract and have a lot of people read
that's
over.
A
fact. And it gotta make sense. And you know what I say? If it's too much money, some money you ain't never seen before, it's always a price you gotta pay for with that.
Wow.
So you feel me?
You saying something.
I'm true to my morals. You know what I'm saying? So
real.
That's why I'm always on the independent side. We're gonna leave it at that.
I respect that. Let me ask you this. What drives you currently, today, what drives you in this world?
Like to keep going?
Yeah.
It's the supporters, bro. Like, I can't take it for granted, bro. The support is out of here. And I just feel like it's just because I'm being consistent. Like, yeah, I'm a good person at the same time, I'm giving them good music, but You got to give them something to believe in. You can't just drop one song and just expect everybody to just gravitate towards you. You know what I'm saying?
Right about that. That's a fact.
Yeah, so it's the consistency and the support. So, and it gives me a whole lot of fuel to keep going. I'm like, dang, like, I got all these comments. I got all these likes. I got people sending me personal texts. People, you inspire me.
That's real.
Giving me hope. Like, those some big words. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're saying something. That's a fact.
So I'm like, dang, like, this ain't nothing to play with. Like, I'm touching the youth and shoot. Older generation as well. So I'm like, I gotta keep going. I can't stop.
And you're not, and you're bringing, you know, artistic expression the right way.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not getting on tracks downing anyone. Everything is motivational.
Yeah.
Like you say, it's fun. It's you know, like, and it's crazy. I'm gonna get to your top five too, because I did my research. But yeah, it shows why you have certain people in your top. We're going to get to that too. Let me ask you this. On a scale of 1 through 10, currently, how would you rate your grind? This is a new question too.
Oh, that is damn sure a new question. I watched the podcast, but
what's up, bro?
This shit ain't in it. I would say I'm an 8.5.
Gotcha. Real.
Yeah, 8.5.
That's like, real.
I'm hungry.
Is there anybody out there in the game right now you're looking at, you know, your 8.5? You know, in the just because people are in the game right now, they're on the top, don't mean they got a grind at 8.5.
Yeah,
they
people get to the top and get comfortable. You from down, got the same grind they had when they came in coming up.
Wow, you saying something. Who in the game right now at the top do you think has a level 10 grind?
NBA YoungBoy.
Wow.
Like,
even, wow.
Yeah, like, he's the, hands down, he's like a, the like, work ethic wise, he's a younger version of Lil Wayne. Like, he drops non-stop. Like, at first, when I listened to his music, I'm like, damn. Like, no, when I first, like, observed him as a person, I'm like, damn, this nigga a rebel. Like, at first, I couldn't get into him. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
But I'm like, when I actually, like, paid attention to how he dropping and his methods, I'm like, damn, this nigga dropping album, mixtape, single after single, video after video, like three, four videos in 1 month. I'm like, God damn, like, this nigga is beyond consistent.
Gotcha.
So,
wow.
As an artist, like, I fuck with him as on consistency. So that's like my drive.
Gotcha. That's real. I respect that. Respect that. That's dope, bro. Yeah, you're the first person to ask that to. You know what I'm saying? That's a new thing.
It's an honor.
Come on, bro. That's real. Come on. That's real. It, like, it's part of the integrity, man. Because, like, you know, I want
honest feedback.
Real, bro. Your fans get that. They get that. That's real, bro. You mentioned Kanye, Lil Wayne,
right?
Lil Baby. It's three of your five, top five. You also mentioned Schoolie. And the fifth one was
Young Boot.
Explain, that is a wide range of dope. Explain where that came from and why.
Kanye,
come
genius.
On, bro. That's,
like,
come
that's
on. My
he
top
a
three.
Genius. Like,
possibly my top, him and Drake and Jay-Z, those are my top three.
Wayne and Kanye, like them.
Gotcha.
One and two.
Right,
for me.
Yeah,
one
right.
Two for
it's
me.
Real, real.
So, but Wayne first. Wayne, then Kanye.
Gotcha.
But yeah, like, I like Kanye as an artist, like, and like, he's into the fashion side too. You know, he'd be wild sometimes, but as an artist, he's just dope.
Real.
Yeah.
Real.
Old Kanye, and I still listen to new Kanye.
Gotcha.
People like old Kanye, but I listen to new Kanye
and too.
Old Kanye.
Me too. Bro, I'm just a fan of everything he does, bro.
Same here.
Everything.
I heard when you were saying that with T-Hood.
That's real, bro. Yeah, that's real, bro. Like, I'm a fan. That guy is the one guy, you know, I was just saying with Ty the Guy last episode, man, just saying how, you know, Kanye is the guy who goes over the hill and looks and says, you know, like, try something new, then comes back and say, y'all.
And ain't just music for that.
He's like,
he into fashion too.
That's real. And that's you. Like, is that something you know, as your brand continues to grow, is that something you're going to launch into as well?
Most definitely.
Real.
For sure.
Most definitely. That's what's up. And what are you, like, right now, is that something you're kind of?
Yeah. I mean, I actually got my own brand. Like, it's like Royal Dripper Publishing. That's like my label, my publishing company.
Okay.
But, like, as in the merch, it's Royal Drippers.
Royal Drippers. That's hard, bro. Respect that.
Appreciate it.
I like
it,
that. Love that. I love that.
Appreciate it, man.
Royalty, bro. I love it. That's real, bro. For sure. For sure. And is that something, you know, like, as far as urban wear, street wear, what is it, like, focusing on? Is it, you know, what do they call it? Look, high fashion? What is it all?
I'm going to keep it in the urban. But, like, if I could collab with a high fashion as well, I'm with that.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? To give the brand an extra push.
Exactly. That's real.
But I did, like, with the Royal Drippers, I started off with the shirts. I was selling the shirts on Valley Hill at the Pure gas station, and I was selling that at my old job at the warehouse. Gotcha. Too. The shirts, they sold out fast.
Wow.
I had white with the gold crown, and then I had black with the royal blue crown on it.
Gotcha. Please let me know when you get some more stuff.
I got you. I didn't do the official launch yet. You gotcha. Know what
okay, I see what you're saying. You were testing the market.
Yeah.
That's real.
And then the crazy, I did Benny's, I think back in 2022. I had like the black Benny's with the gold crown, and then the black Benny's with
the
blue.
That's dope.
And the Benny's sold fast. And I'm like, damn.
Right.
And
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, it was selling so fast, like, no, the store clerks at the Pure gas station, they was like, on Valley Hill Road. Oh, shout out to the block, Valley
Come
Hill.
Come on now, you know it.
For sure, my bad. Got to. They're going to be on my ass. You know what I'm saying?
That's
block.
Real, bro. That's real.
But yeah, sure, it sold out real fast. And the clerk, he was just like, bro, you need to put this in stores. Like, wow. You need to put it, like, you could put it in the Pure. I'm like, oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Man, that's real. I got what's up.
It's just me bouncing the music. It's a lot.
It's a lot. It is, bro. Yeah. Like funding everything for ourselves is a lot. You gotta kind of. That's real, bro. I respect that, though. That's real.
I'm definitely gonna bring that back. Like, that ain't gone. Like, I got y'all.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Right. I got you too.
Come on, please. You know, wait for that for sure.
All right, talk
we gotta
to
support our own. Come on, bro. Here we go. Dating back a year. What's something you learned about yourself?
You don't know how to stop. You just keep going. You don't know how to stop. You keep your audience in tune. You keep it occupied. Like, I always say, like, this is my method. If I don't got a song out, I got a video out. If I ain't got a video out, I got an interview out. If I ain't got an interview out, I'm on a blog.
That's like, real.
I'm keep y'all in tune with. You're looking at King Hazel in some form or fashion. Every time that ring load up, you know it's something to do with music.
Real.
If it ain't a blog, I got a show.
Gotcha. Keep them engaged. That's real. Yeah. Something like you learned that you ain't no letting up with you.
Most definitely.
Gotcha. For sure. What's something you learned about those around you in the last year?
The people around me, they generally happy for me. That's like, real. Especially like my boys. It's like my boys, we like these my bros I started off with, you know, my boy Jarvis, my boy B. You know what I'm saying?
Shout
like
out to the team, man.
Yeah. Chop Can Nation. And it's like my boys, they got kids. Like they got a family. So it's like it's a little bit harder for them, so it's gotcha. Like I'm keeping the dream alive for
real,
us.
Real,
look, you know what I'm saying,
keeping the torch lit.
I don't got no kids or nothing like that, so I could take more risks with money and you know with the dreams more than they can. So
something.
I'm keeping the dream alive for us.
Gotcha. Yeah. Respect that for sure. That's what's up, bro. Let me ask you this, man. In your what you got going on right now as a recording artist, entrepreneur, what's the best personality trait? You know, for the young guy looking on right now at this interview, what's the best personality trait you think he should have to do what you do?
Stage presence. Like, you can't just
that's a fact.
Be a rapper. Like, you gotta, you know, it fashion revolves around it. Consistency, along with being humble. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't think you're just better than the next person. You bigger than life. Like, nah, could God humble you real quick? Bring you down to earth real quick.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you ain't better than the next person. So, like, pop your shit, but be humble. And, you know, this whole fuck being humble trend, like, I ain't with that shit.
Gotcha.
Like, I'm humble.
Real.
Because I've been there before. Like, I had the big head. And, that cocky shit ain't get me nowhere. I fell straight on my face.
Do you feel like, because as recording artists,
mm-hmm.
you know, from the 80s on, it's always been a part of, you know, the big jewelry, the big flash, the stun on you, you know, haha, you got $10. You know, like the big, do you think that's a part of why people say F humility and all this? Because they're putting on a
image. You know what I'm saying? Some people get caught up in the image sometimes. Like it happens, but at the end of the day, you gotta realize, like, behind the music when nobody ain't around, like, it's you in the mirror. You know what I'm saying?
That's so, a bar.
No, for sure.
That's real, bro. Let me ask you this, man. You know, everything you got going on, man. You know, you did mention no children yet.
Mm-hmm.
Are you making time for yourself?
I'm starting to, because gotcha. I, sometimes I get a lot real caught up in the business side. Like I love what I do, but at the same time, like the career, it's fun. It's
right,
fun.
Right.
And it's a job at the same time.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes I get so caught up, I forget to just have some me time. You know what I'm saying? But I'm starting to just, like I always pace myself. You know what I'm saying?
Cause gotcha.
You overwork yourself. You could crash out. You feel me? You could lead to depression. All type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, no, it ain't about the money all the time, bro. Like, have fun with it.
Right.
Like,
no, you can tell you doing this, bro. This is passion for you. The money will come. The money has come. But you can tell. Like, this is just, bro, like, your creative direction. You know, we're going to get to KD Gray, too.
Okay,
you know
what I'm saying?
But, yeah, just your creative expression, how you do things, bro. Like, you know, I can look at certain videos KD does and be like, I can tell he's like, all right. Your videos, I be like, bro, all right, I'm working. Yeah. I'm here. We working. We up. We lit. We doing this. But, yeah, that's real, bro. Like, and people don't have that, you know, that level of energy
to
create. That's real.
You could tell. You watch my video. You could tell, like, Holmes having fun in his videos.
Real, bro.
He's jumping around.
That's
like,
real, bro. That's real.
Like, he don't see no camera. He's performing in his videos.
That's
you
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right. That's right.
So, yeah, like, I pick the sceneries. Like, nobody's like, oh, you should do this. You should go to this location. No, I'm picking the sceneries. I'm picking what I'm finna wear.
Wow.
I'm picking what hand motions, everything.
Gotcha.
Like, poses to the video, everything. Well, angles. I'm damn near directing the video, but I'm telling Katie, but Katie just coming.
That's what he said. Katie's just coming.
Katie like, hey, Katie, this is what we finna do. He like, hey, I got a helicopter. We finna shoot the video at the private runway. He like, what? All right, let's do it.
Shout out to Katie. That's real, bro. That's real. About 30 seconds of your time. I really appreciate your support. With every interview, my aim is to bring integrity and fun back to the culture. And I can't do it without you. If you're enjoying this episode, please hit the subscribe button, leave a comment, and hit the like button. It helps the algorithm. I appreciate you. Back to the interview. Let me ask you this, man. Like, while we on visuals, videos, directing, let's talk your track again.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Let's go.
Come on,
heads
bro.
Up, drop the can. Heads up, find that pressure again.
Again.
Again. Again. Again. Walk up the cover, they talking again. She talking on me and she talking on friend. Let go.
Bro, what? Just like you said, walking up in that strip club, bro. Something different, bro. You, bro, like, I said, this guy was some dip, bro. Like, your artistic expression is dope, bro. It's
appreciate
dope.
It.
What is so. What inspired that, bro? I love that track. In the visual. Let's go.
What inspired the track?
Right, right.
And I'm going to say, this goes to, like, all my songs. Like, the beat talks to me. Honestly, the beat talks to me. So, you know, I had the situation, the distribution deal. I had it since, like, August 14th is when it was finalized.
Gotcha.
But I had it, like, early July. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, like the month of my birthday, and it was signed off August 14th.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I'm talking to my project manager, and he's like, you know, I see what you got going on, everything. Everything's in the air. So, like, you know, what we doing? Like, you got a single? You want to do an album? Like, what we doing? So, I'm like, you got something you working on? I'm like, I definitely got something on right now. Like, this could be the first thing we put out.
Gotcha. That's hard, bro.
And I remember I wrote the song. A lot of people do, you know, they call that homeboy and shit. I got shot on my day one, man.
Right,
my
right.
childhood friend, that's my boy Zay,
that's
man.
That's
my boy Zay. So I call my boy Zay. I'm like, hey, bro, listen to this shit. So I'm rapping it to him on the phone, and then I got the beat playing in the background. He like, twin. This shit hard. But you know, crazy. He like, bro, it sounded like females could twerk to this. I'm like. But I wasn't thinking that. I mentioned twerking or something, but I wasn't thinking that. So I'm like, okay. So we dropped the song. You know, me and Universal, we dropped the song. Boom, I get a good reaction. They see first I got it with the cover art.
Gotcha.
The cover art. We dropped the cover art. Shout out to Woe. He dropped we did the cover art. And after that, then we dropped the single.
Gotcha.
The same day the song dropped, I'm shooting the video.
Wow.
So I'm just showing my label, like,
come on,
this is why y'all signed me. So
exactly,
no, ain't nothing changed. I'm still working. So
real.
So I'm like, okay. So the idea, I'm like, okay, I see. So my boy said, okay, you know, it revolves around twerking and stuff. So I'm in my head like, okay, I did I did some fire stuff in my videos, but I didn't have no video vixens or nothing like that.
Right,
that
gotcha.
That was the next goal for my video. So I'm like, okay. So I see females on my Instagram. I got a lot of vixens on my Instagram and everything. But like, you know, not the Instagram models be. They be trying to overtax and everything. I need about a good 5 females. You know, you be mild about, oh, I need 300.
Right.
300. So I'm like, no, I work too. You feel me? I'm not rich. You know what I'm saying? Gotcha. So I'm like, I'm trying to make it make sense.
That's a fact. It got to everything.
So
everything
I'm like, okay, how can I deliver and still, you know, stay within my means?
That's
so
right.
I'm like,
that's right.
Okay, you know what? I'm finna shoot in a strip club. So I hit up my boy Dizzy, the strip club promoter.
Gotcha.
Shout out Dizzy over there at Rain. I hit him up. I'm like, hey, Dizzy, I'm trying to shoot a video on the strip club. He's like, what? Let's do it. I'm finna set the fire right now. He like, I'm like, first let me see. I'm just seeing if you gonna let me do it. So I'm like, let me get with my cameraman, set up a date, and we're gonna put it together. So yeah, all right, let me know when you're ready. So I hit Katie Gray up. So I'm like, hey, I'm trying to shoot a video at Rain, you know, for the new song. And he like, all right, let's do it. Boom. It go like that. Dropped the video. I dropped it on my personal YouTube.
Gotcha.
It did about 500 views. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So, and then the label, you know, I got Vivo and everything like that.
Right.
Got a Vivo account. So this is where the marketing came in at.
Right.
They put it on Vivo and it really was supposed to drop like November, because the video dropped like around October-ish or something like that.
Gotcha.
So the video was supposed to drop like November, but like it was a lot of, you know, label business going on. So it was a late upload.
Gotcha.
But, you know, God time, it dropped at the right time. So it dropped New Year's, it dropped New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it dropped New Year's Eve. And then that's just the perfect time. So I'm watching the numbers go up. So I'm like, okay, boom, 1,000. Then I'm like, okay, cool. 10,000.
Go,
I'm like, oh, 20,000, 30,000. And my homeboy Quan, he's just like, bro, your shit going the fuck up. Bam, your shit going the fuck up. I'm like, 30,000, 40,000. I'm like, well, first, no, when it was at 30,000, I'm like, hold on. Now the shit, it went up. My first video to really go viral was like my Money So Big video I shot with Ken Gray on Stone Mountain.
Gotcha.
So that was at 33K.
Gotcha.
So when that one hit, I'm like, bro, it's about to pass that shit. And it was all this was like in like a week.
Wow.
So I'm like, damn. Now like in a month, it was like at 100K in a month.
Wow, bro.
And right now it's sitting like at 180K, pushing 200K.
Wow, bro.
So I'm like, bro.
I was like, you're about to say that the reception just from the fans, everybody like, this is the one you're going with.
Yeah, so I'm like, I always, like, normally I usually be going single after single after single, EP, EP. I remember I did an interview at Black Ink with shout out Pure Honey, and she was just like, you know, a lot of rappers, they be dropping song after song after song after song, video after video. Like, nothing wrong with going video, but like, all you need is just one. So I'm like, okay, I got a platform now. Why not just keep pushing this record? And like 15K, it was like number one for like 3 years. But I'm like, damn, now this shit going crazy. I'm like, man, I'm just gonna keep pushing
bro.
This.
For real.
So, and folks like, damn, bro, this my homie, he like, bro, you been pushing this more than goddamn 50K. You ain't drop shit in like goddamn 9 months. I'm like, I know.
Bro, it takes that though.
Yeah.
It does. It takes that, man. Like, just, yeah, like, cause you're right. You like, people will put something out and then, you know, like, man, this ain't hitting the way I want. But.
And then it give me a little breathing room. You know what I'm saying?
Real.
So.
And I know you got a lot in the tuck too. I know you got a lot in the tuck too. A lot of music in the tuck.
Would you believe if I said I don't even have a vault? Everything is fresh. I don't have a vote. Like, when I give you a single, I just wrote it. I rehearsed it for a couple months, went to the studio, so I don't even gotta look at my phone. I write everything.
Gotcha.
I don't even got. I know it by heart. By the time I get to the studio, I can just rap the whole thing.
Right, you don't be
so everything I put out, I'm giving y'all fresh music.
Wow,
everything
that's dope,
is new.
Bro. That's dope.
And I let my moments, like, I let a lot of happy moments or lit moments.
Gotcha.
Or if I go through it, and a lot of my songs that I wrote, like, gotcha. They're like breakups or, you know, relationship problems and everything. But like, even though I ain't talk about it in the song, it gave me fuel to
real
push this. Like, you know, it gave me energy to write the song. So
gotcha. That's real.
It's like I gotta let something happen or build up in my life to give y'all something to talk
real.
About.
Which leads me to your track, Yay.
Oh, ooh, damn! Nobody ever talked about this song. Oh
bro,
my so God! Go ahead.
Frenemies, enemies, trying to get the best of me. Trying to dim my light, but my father's still blessing me.
Amen.
I felt that, bro. I felt that. I felt that bar, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's like almost in a sense, bro, like what I take from it is.
Damn, boy, you had about a tear up.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, no cap.
Come on, man.
Yeah, not real.
Bro, you an artist, bro. Like, you expressing, bro. Like, and this is the dope part about art, bro. Like, you know, you saying something real, bro. God still going to continue to bless me through it all. And no just cap. Like you said me, bro, I'm you know, you're a steward over your music, bro. You on a journey, bro. So I know for a fact, bro. Don't think I'm going through it too, bro. Mm-hmm. So that's the type of lyrics that stand out to me. Folks try to get the best of you, bro. Like, take your kindness for weakness. And even sometimes you know it's being done to you. And you just still press through it. That's mm-hmm. a fact. I know, bro. I know. Hazel, you a light, number one, bro. Like, you know, I only surround myself with certain energies. You
right,
know
what right,
I
mean? Right.
Like, that's real, bro.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm big on energy, too.
Come on, me too, bro. For real. So I know, bro, like, just hearing that song, bro. And not only that, but Ye being your top five and naming it Ye, you know, and hearing what you got to say in there.
But in the crazy thing, how I did the song, like, it's like Ye, like, Ye, do I walk through the shadow of the valley?
Oh, my goodness, shall fear no evil. Bro. That's why you start.
But I put Ye as in, like, to like.
Wow,
like a click, like, are we talking about Kanye?
But genius.
Ye, do I walk through the shadow of the valley? Do I shall fear no evil. And that's like.
Wow.
It's crazy. Every song I done put out on platforms since my 2020 till now, that's the most underrated song in my
bro.
In my platform. I'm like, is it because I'm talking about God?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You know what I'm saying? And that's the song, that's the track that stood out most to me.
And that song ain't go up on my YouTube until the Money So Big video did 33K, then, you know, the views gravitate to the rest of my video, how the other videos hit
real.
K's in the videos.
Real. And sometimes, bro, like,
you that know. Was left at, that video was left at 100 views, bro.
Bro, but, man, let me tell you, sometimes you, as an artist, you know, sometimes, bro, but you, the gems on the bottom of the earth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, bro, you, like you say, don't have all the views, the likes and all that, but, bro, mm-hmm. when people go through your catalog, and they're like, wait a minute. Like, wait a minute. Okay. It ain't just 15K.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting you, you know, to get you here.
Right.
And I know that's what you're doing, bro.
Right.
So sometimes, but yeah, it's all about expression, happiness. You know, I know you're a God-fearing man, bro. Like, that's a fact. Likewise, bro. We both grew up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I know what that is about. I know who that it's instilled in us, bro. So when I hear tracks like that, bro, I got to bring it to the forefront. I got to say it on my podcast. I gotta bring it out there, bro, because, like, yeah, you guys are modern day poets. You're telling us what we're going through, bro, and it just happens to be behind a dope beat, you know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, bro, like, that's from your perspective, you know frenemies, enemies, what's going on, what caused you to write that? Just like you were saying before, you know, certain I only write when things, you know, stem from what I'm coming from. So
I mean, I was just talking about my life on that song. You know what I'm saying? That's all it was. And then the beat, like, you know, the beat different. It was really like some Kanye stuff. You know, like, you hear like some church choir stuff in the background. So it's really like a hard, that type of beat. And, like, you know, I said, like, I remember I heard my family like, dang, you be cursing a lot of your songs and stuff like that. Like, you can't do no clean song. Like, I'm like, all right. And I did that.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
And just, yeah, bro. Like, yeah, like, bro, do more of that. You're a lyricist, bro. Like, do more of that.
Appreciate you.
For real.
And it's crazy. Like, the industry, and we just sometimes you just, it's the real music. It's like, it don't survive.
Real.
It's like you gotta dumb your music down a little bit just to get some attention. You know what I'm saying? But, like, even though I could dumb my lyrics down, but then I could put some real stuff in it. I'm still telling my story and everything.
Real. That's a fact. And
yeah.
In that same story, you said, you know, the shit niggas do for fame be scaring me.
Oh, yeah.
Without God, hope, I don't know where I'll be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, so you saying it. You're saying it in there. You're saying it in your music. It just got to be received. You're saying it in the music, bro. So I know you, just like you say, bro, like, shoot them up, bang, bang, all that.
I'm woke, man. I know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
That's real, bro.
You can't trip me to go sell my morals up for some fame and fortune, bro. Ain't no price tag on my soul.
Come on.
And that's just that.
It's just that. It's real.
I'm going to get mine.
It's a fact.
From God. God bless and take time, bro. Double blessing, you're going to get like that.
Wow.
Do it like that.
And sometimes you have to go through that journey. You know, like, you know, it ain't the, you know, it ain't the Nissan that took, you know, a day and a half to create. It's that Rolls Royce that took a year. You know what I mean? Like, so sometimes you got to go through the mud, got to go through all this to create that perfect. And God going to put you through that, bro. That's a fact. Amen. That's a fact, bro. It's real. And while we on that, too, the politics in the industry, you know, because, you know, you're a man of integrity. You know, like, how do you deal with the politics in the industry?
I put nothing past it, man. I put nothing past it. Like, because, like I said, what God got for you, it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Them doors going to open, bro.
That's a fact.
You know, they'll be trying to block your blessing, bro, but you got to, you gotta put that foot down. You got to go over. You got to step over.
It's real, bro.
That's just what it is.
Let me ask you this, man. Music off, driving down the highway. What's on your mind?
Man, what you got next for these folks? What's next? You got to give them something else. You got them in tune. You got the momentum.
Real.
What's next?
So you always thinking of ways to just
keep my audience in tune 24/7.
Real.
24/7. Like, I really sometimes don't even think about my personal life. Sometimes to my audience, y'all don't know how much I sacrifice time, money to keep y'all entertained. Like,
real. Bro, this go ahead, real. Bro. You saying like, something.
I put me last to entertain y'all.
That's real.
And I don't regret it for nothing because y'all come through every time. Okay, and I love every last one of y'all.
That's real, bro. Respect. And what is that, you know, like a knowing that, you know, because I spoke to you at the beginning of the interview regarding, you know, are you making time for yourself? You said, I'm doing better at it these days.
Mm-hmm.
But it does come with a lot, you know, heavy is the head that wears a crown, bro. Like, it does come with a lot of, you got to be a strong man to do what you do.
Yeah,
you know
it's pressure, bro. And, like, these couple months, it been, I ain't gonna lie, like life been good, you know what I'm saying? Like these last three, on this 3-year run, like, these been like the best 3 years of my life. Really? I swear, like music wise and just in life in general, everything, like, I always been favored since birth. Everything's just been going my way.
That's real. Definitely, bro. Let me ask you this, man. Who on earth knows you the best?
I would say my mom and my childhood friends.
Gotcha. For sure. In two different ways, right?
Yeah. I'm the male reflection of my mother. Like,
gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the genuine, loyal.
It's real.
Kind, honest, funny. You know what I'm saying? That's my mom.
It's real.
I'm just the male version of my mom.
Gotcha.
And, like, my friends, like, they know me, like, that's a gift and a curse too. Like, my friends, like, they know me, like the back of their hand. Like, I call one of my boys on something, like, hey, bro, like I could just be calling, checking in. They should hear something of my voice. What's going on, Jay? Like, nah.
Gotcha.
But nah, I hear it in your voice.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I'm a Leo. Like, we wear our heart on our sleeves.
Real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't got no poker face. Like, we can't hide that shit.
That's real, like, though.
Yeah.
That's real. While we on that,
mm-hmm.
is it better to be loved or respected? It's no wrong answer.
Yeah. I'm going to say respected because I just feel like I'm blessed with a lot of love. You
real.
Know what I'm saying?
Got the
happy home, you know what I'm saying? Mom, dad, married 30 years, you know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying?
Come on, that's
I come
dope,
from
man.
A very, thank you, come from a very blessed and fortunate family. I really never struggled in life growing up, you know what I'm saying? So if I ever went through anything, I put myself through it, you know what I'm saying? Anything I ever went through
bar.
In life, I put myself through it.
That was a bar.
Appreciate it.
I hope y'all just heard what he just, that was a bar.
Anything I ever went through, I put myself through it so I could hold myself accountable, you know
Real.
What I'm saying? So yeah.
Real. Outside of music, like, you know, entrepreneurship, music, everything, bro. Like, what's your hobby that your fans will get to know about you? Like, you know.
Like, things I like to do.
Yeah, outside of all this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what is that thing that just, you like, oh, this calms me down?
I like to play the video game.
Real.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah,
what game is it? What's your major one?
2K.
Gotcha. Okay.
2K.
2K, 15K, we all.
Yeah, shout out to the gaming chat, man. Shout out to the Game for Life chat. That's all the boys
that's
in the chat.
Real. That's what's up.
Sometimes I be having to leave that chat because I got to get locked in the music
gotcha.
Mode. Because, hey, you know, on that 2K, boy, shit get tight.
Gotcha.
Boy, you miss a shot, boy,
gotcha.
And it's crunch time, but
that's
I don't
real.
Give a fuck
gotcha.
How long. I don't give a fuck how, if I knew you since goddamn diapers, fool. Gotcha. You missed that shot, but I'm cussing your ass the fuck out.
We ain't playing, boy. No game in this
real life. Hey, yeah,
it was real life. Who's your favorite team to play with?
Lakers. That's my favorite team of all time. Okay. But like on 2K, though, we play with our my players. Like, we be on this shit like for real. Like, we invest our real life money to boot to boot ourselves up. Then we grind into goddamn 99. We going in the park. We going into the recreation center and whooping
that's
ass.
Like, that's real, bro. Like, no, for real. Bro, y'all put your game face on, bro. We in the park, bro. Hey, that's real, man. Though. That's
I'm
real.
I'm putting $100 every time 2K drop. Oh, VC, man. It's like, video game is like therapy. Wow. A little bit.
Wow. Respect. That's mm-hmm. real. That's real. That's what's up. Why we okay. on that, bro? Mm-hmm. Your top five NBA players.
Sure. I ain't got no top five.
You don't have a top five?
It's just one. Kobe Bryant.
Just Kobe. That's it. That's just mm-hmm. real. Kobe. That was your Jordan.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Real. Just real.
Kobe.
Gotcha. That's what's up, bro. Let me ask you, bro. Are you a married man?
No, I'm not married.
Would you see yourself being married?
Hell yeah, because I always say, like, and, you know, like, if you in your right mind, bro, like I said, my mom and dad been married 30 years, bro. Yeah, like, if that's in front of your face every day, you see a genuine love. Like, I've been on this earth 28 years, going on 29. I never seen my mom and dad argue.
Wow.
I never seen nothing toxic. My dad is a gentleman. He never put his hand on a woman a day in life. You know what I'm saying? So,
wow.
I know that. Like, I know how to treat a woman. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's just the generation we in that make the relationship hard, because this, you know, all this Instagram shit, get your body done, no, fuck these niggas, da, 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 you know what I'm saying?
It was this guy who said, he said, back in the day, all you had to do was worry about your lady, the guy at work. Mm-hmm. He's like, now you got to worry about the thousands of men online. It's like, it's some real shit, but yeah, it's like, that's real, but you do want to get married.
Most definitely. I don't even got kids because I want to come in, and I want to come in this world how I want to bring my kid in this world how my parents brought me in this world. Like, my mom, like, she literally had me in marriage, like, lost her virginity in marriage and had me. And I'm telling you, that's why I'm so blessed, favored, and anointed, bro. Like, that's why everything just went my way in life, because I got a real calling, anointing on my, just how she brought me in. Like, I'm not no wedlock baby. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
real, bro.
Yeah, so I want the same thing. Like, my older sister, shout out kid, my older sister, Neil. She's really my cousin, but we took her in.
Okay,
like,
gotcha.
We took her in. Her mom and dad, that's my older sister. Still,
that's right, for sure.
You get what I'm saying? So she always told me, like, you know, just then she like, you see how you came in, you know what I'm saying? So don't get caught up in the baby mama stuff. Had the same
integrity.
You know what I'm saying? Had to do it the same way how your parents
did.
You're
saying something.
Bring your kids to the world the same way, so they have that same blessings and favors in life.
Real, bro. Real. Yeah. Let me ask you this, man. Having more time or money, which one means more to you?
Say it again.
Having more time or money, which one means more to you?
Time?
Time.
Yeah.
Explain.
Sure. Cause it depends. If you wanna bring time and money at the same time, like, you could, it takes time to make money.
That's real.
It takes time to make money, you know what I'm saying? So, and it just, all time just revolves around patience, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and I feel like that's what I got in my life. I got a lot of patience.
That's real.
Just from having older parents, I got a lot of patience.
That's real.
So, time.
Gotcha. Speaking on time,
mm-hmm.
2024, first quarter, second quarter, matter of fact, this whole year, what can your fans and supporters look forward to from you?
Man, more blogs.
Come on.
More interviews, same thing. More music.
It's real. So this time you're going to jump out the helicopter.
No, you laughing. You laughing shit. I was supposed to do that on my last birthday. I owe them to myself this year. I'm doing, like, the 15K video, that really wasn't no flex. Like, no. Like, that was a bucket list.
Real.
Like, I really, like, I all been flying a plane, but I never flown a helicopter. And on top of it, it's showing loyalty to the group. Like, Chopper Gang Nation. People thought we were Chopper as in, like, AK, now Chopper in the helicopter, fly above haters.
Wow.
So it's like when the more boys seen that helicopter, he like, oh, he putting on. Red helicopter emoji.
That's real.
Okay.
Real.
So, yeah, and I want to skydive. So I plan on doing that on my 29th birthday, July 30th.
Bro, all right. Okay. That's on my bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, fearless, limitless, not, you know, subjecting yourself to, you know, the norm.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you are.
Yeah.
Skydiving. Why skydiving?
Why skydiving? Shit. Shit, I'm up. Shit, I want to live. Shit, bro, I want to do some shit I ain't never did before.
Right?
Look, you know what I'm saying? It's just something I want. Like my god brother Tom, he wanted to do that shit too. He always said it. And the crazy thing, he actually a pilot. So gotcha. he ain't skydive yet, but he a pilot though. So but at the same time,
used to being in the air.
Yeah, yeah. Really? And same thing. I'm used to being in the air too. Like if you see me on my show, I'm always standing on something. Like I like heights. I'm not scared of heights. I ain't scared of roller coasters. I ain't scared of tall buildings, like mountains. I like height, not mountains.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, that's real though.
Yeah,
that's
I
real.
Scared. So, wow. Yeah, I wanna. I'm gonna be. I ain't pulling the string. Shit, gotcha. It's a professional that's doing right, that shit right. Every single right. Every day. Time. You get what I'm saying? It's still a lot. Yeah, I'm trusting that's you true. With my life.
Right, right.
But like, as I say, like, knock on wood, like, I go before my time. I'm doing everything I want to do. That revolves on living.
Living.
At this moment, I'm doing everything I want to do, and I'm gonna keep doing everything I want to do before I leave this earth. That's part of living.
That's real, bro. That's real. When it's all said and done, King Hazel, what is your legacy?
My legacy. I made it. I rocked out arenas. I done went number one. I done did every venue I wanted to do. I done traveled across the country. I stayed true to myself. I gave back to Riverdale. I gave back to the unfortunate. I got my dream car. My mom's good. My dad's good. You know, granny's still here, God forbid. Even if when they time do come and they go, you know, I'm a reflection of my parents. I did everything I wanted to do. I got married. I had some kids. I passed on the legacy. And I'm a guy that the same way my parents guided me. Y'all can do anything y'all want to do.
Wow.
I'm going to support y'all. I'm not going to force nothing on y'all. I'm not going to be like, oh, you got to be a rapper. You got to be a basketball player. You got to be a football player. Y'all can do anything y'all want to do. I got y'all.
Real. Bro, I was locked in with that response, bro.
Appreciate
you just took me through a whole legacy. You just took me through a whole journey, bro. That's real.
Yeah.
Bro, you know what you want in this life, bro.
Most definitely.
A lot of people don't know what they want.
I know what I want.
Real, bro. Let me ask you this, man. If it's one piece of advice you could give for your supporters out there that's watching this, and for the new supporter who's watching this for the first time, don't know who King Halo is, about to tap in, go on YouTube, follow the link in the description below, everything. What's that piece of advice you would have for them?
Anything is possible. Don't let nobody tell you no. You don't got to take no handouts. Go out and get it. Show them what you capable of. Like, if don't nobody believe in you, believe in yourself. Trust in God. He got you. If they don't believe in you, make them believe us. That's
respect.
It.
Respect. King Hazel, that's tradition on the Integrity Response.
My favorite part right here.
Come on now.
I love Chinese. I love Chinese food, man. Yeah, go ahead.
If you could grab one, open it for your fans, read it.
See, I was going to grab one in the front, but I said, I'm going to the
guys, back. You know, everybody, that's real. Those are duels, too.
It's real, bro.
Everybody eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you already
know. No, I'm a little hungry. Be patient, pleasant, and open, and you will see more truths.
Wow.
Ah.
Wow.
That's it right now.
It's real, bro. Real. King Hazel, it's been a pleasure, bro. I appreciate you coming on the show. First of many, you know what we're doing. Southside, Clayton County, Riverdale. Integrity Response 2024. We're signing off. Appreciate it.